Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Woo! What's right. up?
Pop the Molly, I'm sweating.
Woo! Woo.
Pop Trinidad the Molly, James. I'm sweating. Y'all don't know how that song.
That song.
Listen, when that song Ooh. Came out, I liked
My
it.
My dad even know the lyrics let to
me,
that song.
Let me tell you something.
In God we trust or something like that, yes. he said.
Mm-hmm. You know he is a millionaire. Well,
yeah. Off of one song.
He's a millionaire he and knew, he did a lot of investments.
He knew how to market his song.
Yeah.
Because Trinidad James knew he wasn't no rapper. But it's like he put everything he had. That Negro put everything he had in that one song. Because, baby, and I pray, I ain't never in nobody church or no decent type of function. And that thing, come on, because ain't that crazy how it's a song that can be played and just make you act a fool. I told my friends the other day that they wasn't nothing but some educated hood rats, because it just take a certain song for them to come on, and I don't care how they dress, and I don't care where we at, it's gonna bring the 94 version of them when they used to pop that thing out wherever.
The knees may not be able to bend like it used to.
Anything that you're talking
about. But that booty gonna shake.
So you think, I already know that I am a twerk girl, and I love some 90s booty bass music.
Yoshi.
I'm so ready for this goddamn concert on August 23rd.
Let's rewind this back for a second.
Run that back, Turbo.
Let's run this back, Turbo.
Run that back,
run
Turbo.
Run this beautiful bean footage back. Okay. I ain't know you still had the booty popping in you.
Baby, you ain't know.
I knew Susie had a little bit in her.
I done got worse.
Mm. But I ain't know Glow had it in her.
Glow gonna pop, lock, and drop it. Blow gonna throw it and pick it up like some lucky dice. I'ma be shaking my ass till they send me to the nursing home and I can't walk no more. You hear me? It's over.
Yeah.
And I don't
said,
care
where all that rope
and
shaking
listen,
came
and
I'ma
listen to hood music with my grandchildren in the car.
Oh Lord.
And they gonna be, boy, grandma's a wild one. Yes.
Yeah. You was a
because,
wild one.
Because yeah, I feel like that's my thing. I love it.
Yeah. That happened to me recently when we were all at the center. The convention center, I heard that song. They don't need to play no trap music, hood music, R&B. They don't need to play any upbeat music.
What did they play, Vaughn?
They played Put Me in the Dirt, ASAP Rocky.
Oh.
And, I mean, ASAP Ferg featuring Future. Is it Future?
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Bobby, a new shovel.
Put them in put the dirt.
What? Look, they played it at a what was we doing? It was a fitness thing that they were
working out.
Look, and me That's and my friend music. And me and my friend sitting back
and they was going song after song
song. Yeah, they was playing
the
some
music
hits.
Was so inappropriate.
After song,
no, the music and was appropriate I forgot for the, where, for
so,
the
so it didn't have any cursing in it.
Right.
But they know, they ought to know if they got some gangsters or something in the audience that's just going to stir
and
them
they
up.
They don't care. They don't care. The music was appropriate for the segment. You put on some trap music.
I was getting stirred
or some
up.
Miami booty bass music while you working out. You will get through
that's
that workout.
All that's all I work out on.
I
you
got
will get
the,
through that workout.
I got the twitching.
That's all I work out on.
I got the twitching. Yeah.
It was like fire.
It was.
Because, baby, if any of my listeners want a playlist of songs to work out on, I listen to Miami booty bass music. So the first song on my playlist is Yin Yang. Because, baby, when that boy come on there and he say with the strap around your ankle, I already know what goddamn time it is. It's time to shake some ass and burn some motherfucking calories. We going to have a booty shaking. Get child, if they can make it rain out the sky on me in my living room, I would be diamond.
I mean, to be honest, if you really want a great workout, you need upbeat music. It doesn't have to be R&B. It can be of your liking. Whatever genre you listen to.
Yeah.
But for me, and my liking. That what they was playing yesterday, I really want to go there and knock all them trainers off to the side
and start dancing.
And get out there and look, get out my way.
But while you're playing, they probably would have outdanced you. Because yes. That's who listened to that music.
Yes.
All the time.
But they were on beat. They were doing the jumping jacks. They was doing all the curve. Whatever they was doing up there, they was on it.
Yes.
But I want to move them to
I
the
wish
side,
there was
I
a class,
the,
though. I wish there was a class that played nothing baby. But this upbeat, up-tempo.
It was Orange Theory. Orange Theory. I'm going to sign up Monday morning.
Okay.
They right around the corner from me.
Yeah, Orange Theory is. Mm-hmm.
So we
got to
find out what's their little crump.
But y'all, before you sign up, I encourage you to look in our Parks and Recreation because they have several.
You know what? We do need
several
to support
classes.
We do need to support
that
Parks
are
for
free. You paying taxes.
You
paying
that's
for
right.
it.
That's you're
because
absolutely
I know
right.
they have a. I know that they have a trail ride workout class now. They have. They still have Zumba. No. They have all of that. Yeah.
I
encourage us before we sign up.
I'd rather
up.
Do Zumba for trail ride.
Yeah,
my feet ain't coordinated for
I don't
trail
like
ride.
That goddamn line dance.
Now, let me tell you, I want
to
learn one.
I'm just not coordinated to do it.
I want to learn Tonio Armani's Country Girl line dance, that trail ride. If I can just get that one, that's it, because I love that song. And that thing, I love it. I love the way they do it.
I got to listen to the song. I probably
like
know what
girls
it is.
With the
Okay.
Honey, let me tell you.
Well,
you go
right ahead. I'ma be cheering you
that
on,
is a
Sugar.
Sexy
no,
because
guess what? When we learn
right
it, you're going to want to learn it too.
Yes, goodness. Because I just want to do that little.
Because I'm going to be out there.
And then, what's the girl name that done took over?
Who?
The girl that took over the line dance. Then you can.
I've seen her, but I don't know her name.
I forgot her name.
Yeah, I've seen her on online. Yeah. I don't know her name though.
I can't.
Y'all need to get these bodies together. See, me and Susie about to turn 50. Vaughn got her little time. You know, she's still a little toddler. But we gonna be 50 next year, so we gotta get these bodies.
Yeah, we on the road
toned
to 50
and together.
Now.
So
I started the engine, and I got to pick up my girl in October. So we got to go. We on the road.
So as
to 50.
I mentioned last show, I ain't even gonna bring it up. I'm gonna just pop out.
Right,
yes. We gonna pop out. That's but right. I got a surprise for y'all next year when I turn 50.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And it's a dance surprise.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I just feel like that's something you should do.
Is
you should pop out.
Salsa dance?
No, it ain't no salsa.
Because you know how to salsa,
yes,
right?
Yes, baby. Y'all don't know this about me. I think the inner Latina in me has embraced that culture. And when we went on our little party date and... they turned the music on.
Yeah, I got that song.
He loved it the way I was
the song.
Shaking them hips. Mm-hmm. And I had the coordination and his little friends who was, they was Puerto Ricans.
Dominicans.
Okay.
Get it right now. Don't get jacked up. Don't get beat up.
See, we ain't going to be able to go to Francisco and Camilla House no more.
The problem was they was from New York. So I'm used to the Puerto Ricans from New York. I ain't used to all the Dominicans.
Okay.
But so they said, ooh, check out mama. She got it. Yes, baby, because I know how to salsa and pajata my ass off. Honey.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a video.
Baby, and I took them classes at Richland County.
Okay.
Parks and Recreation.
That's the song.
Yes. Oh.
That they was dancing
yes.
to.
Yes. Yeah. And
who was that? Daddy Yankee?
No. This is, his name is Prince Royce.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we just had a good time. Y'all got to start. Y'all got to get out them boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
I'm going to check Parks and Rec, though.
Yeah. Seriously.
And
yeah,
I do
please
a,
check
I
because
do a,
they have
I do
a lot of stuff. Like they were doing
you.
Pickleball. Like, because I would encourage people to learn to play pickleball, golf, and all this stuff. Because
what the
that's
hell is
where
pickleball? Is that
it's kind of like to me,
like,
it look like tennis.
It's like the net.
Or, and
it's
ping
like,
pong
it's
mixed
like,
together.
It's, yeah, it's like a it's a big
it's
ping pong.
It's got the little net thing on the back of
it's
the ball.
It's like the ping pong table on a tennis court.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I do encourage people to, like you said, get out that box.
Because when we learn these new things, we need to now go out into the community where they're being held so we can meet other people that are in those settings so we can
network. So
exactly.
You can increase your net worth.
Yes.
Network to increase your net worth.
So we need to pour into ourselves.
Because these little circles that
we're outgrowing our circles. That's it.
I done outgrown mine.
Yeah.
Okay. So just on a somber note, I got to address it because I know with the rest of the world that I'm in mourning because I received a text from my Gail and it said, brace yourself. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's wrong? And the following text where I was on Google text, it said Malcolm. And that's all I heard. And I had to call her.
I had to tell her. I couldn't let her head in the street.
And so, of course, we are all mourning.
Ooh, child,
the death of Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yes.
That beautiful human being died
talented.
At the early age. Yes,
being.
Beautiful. At the age of 54. Y'all, this death is hard.
For the community.
Yes,
for the community, for the 80s and 90s babies. Somebody said I left out 90s. For the 80s and 90s babies. But because Malcolm Jamal Warner was more, we know him. His platform was Theo Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
But to know everything that he did as Malcolm Jamal Warner, and now it's coming out. But when I called Yoshi to say, I know, and I said, Yoshi, who told you that? Did y'all check with TMZ? Mm-hmm. She's like, yes, Sue. And before I knew it, I just started rambling off. I said, bump, Theo, let's talk about how he was the creative director and produced the N.E. Heartbreak video. Let's talk about the Special Ed video.
Yes.
Let's talk, you know, he won Grammys. Like, a lot of people didn't even know he won Grammys. A lot of people didn't know he was part of the Magic School Bus. Mm-hmm. Like, he did so much, and it's all coming out now.
I did not realize that he was a poet until... several years ago, but shout out to our hometown, Shay's Lounge,
mm-hmm.
for actually keeping him relevant in our city with his work, mm-hmm. his band,
mm-hmm.
And bringing him back here to our
city. For a second time, and I got sick because I couldn't get the tickets after they changed the venue.
Not only that, he was here all the time, but just mm-hmm. not performing.
Because I learned he lived in Atlanta.
Yes. Him, J. Anthony Brown, they would just pop up
mm-hmm.
as just regular traveling, coming through. Let me stop by Shay's.
Yeah.
Let me just pop by mm-hmm. such and such on my way coming through.
That time when we went.
He mm-hmm. may not have performed, but he was always in
there.
The city.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is when I found out that he did poetry. I always knew about the band
mm-hmm.
that he had, but I didn't know about his spoken word.
Well, see, the band, he would do spoken word with the band.
And see, I just, well, I'm sorry. That's when I found out he mm-hmm. did the spoken word with the band. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when I knew he had a band, but I didn't know that he did spoken word mm-hmm. with the band until Shays.
Yeah.
So let me correct
he
that.
Did.
So that's when I found out through her about his spoken word. And so it was just so much that he has done as an individual.
Yes.
Outside of, he was an everyday person.
Mm-hmm.
He was, as they would say, just an average person. He didn't do anything for...
You know what I love about him? You never heard...
Humble.
You never heard anything about him negative in the news.
Just humble.
I remember it was a glitch of negativity Because when him and Regina King broke up and how the broke up, the breakup happened. But other than that, nothing.
What did they say about, I thought it was a mutual.
It was kind of, because I think she was in love with him, but I think, you know, I guess sometimes you meet that road and you gotta separate. So,
and that's understandable.
Yeah. But and that was, you know what I'm saying, it was just kind of like, but you know, it happens. Bygone be, yeah. They just weren't meant to be together.
But he was, it's almost like when Malcolm died, it brought back the feelings when Kobe died. I felt like I grew up with Malcolm. Like, he was like a cousin, brother, friend. Like, I watched this boy grow up on TV. Right.
You're going to make me cry.
He was just like, he was family. And I felt like Kobe was family.
Okay.
Like, you don't know these people, but you feel like they're so personable. You feel like you know them.
So, so my cousin Kim, after got off the phone, yo shit, my cousin Kim texted and was like, our boyfriend died, text me and my cousin Niecy. And I said, I already know, and I'm sick. I was literally sick that day. I've been sick since it happened. And so when summer of 86, Malcolm Jamal Warner was doing tours to, you know, kind of
mall tours and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I was great. I was
blessed
to be one of the girls that went to the Albany Mall, and I received an autograph picture of Malcolm Jamal Warner, and it is at my we call it the family house, at the family house. And I said, I'm going over there to dig out my autograph. And I just remember he was like, what's your name? And I was like, Susie. And he looked up and he was like, Susie? And I said, yes. But every girl that day wanted him to either give them a kiss on the cheek or just look at them. And I was like, gosh. And so he was everybody's boyfriend or first crush. Mm-hmm. Like, he was one of, he besides Todd Bridges and what's the little man name?
Arnold,
yeah. Besides them, you know, he was the next guy that everybody just looked at and was like, whoo, you know.
Because nobody looked at Arnold like that.
Well, not Arnold, but they looked at old Todd Bridges. Look, some people like Arnold. Listen, Arnold had a girlfriend on Different Strokes. Don't do Arnold like that. Don't, Gary Coleman. Gary, I couldn't think it. Don't do Arnold like
look,
that.
Look, we ain't even remember that nigga look, real nice. Arnold, you got me smiling.
But y'all, just to see, like, and I remember him being on Houdini's Funky Beat because he was the guy, he was the alderman on there because he didn't think that funk should have been a part of hip hop. And so that was his character on Funky Beat. So towards, he was speaking about how funk shouldn't, you know, be a part of rap and da 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 da. But by the end of the video, you see Malcolm Jamal Warner doing what he does best and dancing.
But he was always somewhere you didn't think he was supposed to be. Like, so, why he up here in the NE video? Why he up here in the Houdini video? And you just never could place.
You know, he was really good friends with Full Force, Bowlegged Boo, Lou and all of them.
I did not know.
Yes. And so if you see on Bowlegged Lou's page how their friendship have just grown since they were younger.
Didn't somebody just recently pass away from that group?
Yes, I think somebody had cancer.
I think one of the brothers may or either have cancer or something like that. Okay. Yeah, one of the brothers.
So they really taken a loss.
Yeah, special. And then I look, Special Ed just posted. When Special Ed posted his little part on I'm the Magnificent, when he was dancing, and Special Ed kind of pulled him. And I said, you know what? Now it made sense because Special Ed guest starred on The Cosby Show. Remember when Rudy and all of them?
Yes.
And I said, now it makes sense. But it's
so many people have came through The Cosby Show.
So now looking at everybody paying homage to him, it was more like, he would go and he was like the scout talent. It was like, hey, you want to see if you can audition for the Cosby Show for certain roles and stuff? Because it was so many girls.
He brought her to the show.
Yeah. Yep.
He brought her to the show. And she's one of my favorite actresses.
Adam Sandler said that, you know, it was kind of like that with him. The girl that played, not Justine, not Michelle Thomas, but his first girlfriend, I think it was Tanya. He brought her
in. Is it the one that passed away?
Not Michelle Thomas.
That's the one that passed away.
But it was the girl that he played. I think it was Tanya. And I think he gave her that little necklace or something. Whatever. I saw her paying homage to him on Instagram. And she was just saying, like, he was like, hey, listen, I don't know if you'll get the role, but let's see if it can work out. And it worked out. Like,
he was just so behind the scenes. I love that.
He was in please don't, isn't the nucleus the center of the atom? He's the nucleus.
He is.
So I saw an interview that he did earlier this year. I don't know if you guys saw the interview. So I went down a rabbit hole with him. And they asked, the interviewer said, what is the legacy you want to leave?
Yes.
On this, you know, before you leave, what do you want your legacy to be? And he said, oh, that's, you know, kind of hard. He said, because I already you know, me being Theo, I've left that legacy, you know, from the Cosby. He said, but now, you know, I have another side of me.
Right.
And he said, that's, you know, it's kind of hard. And he was like, you know what? Just being a good person.
Yes. And that's exactly what they're saying.
Just being a good
person. That was
person.
Melissa Ford that interviewed him.
Yeah.
That was Melissa Ford.
Okay.
And he said, my dad told me that I'm a good person.
Yep.
He said, knowing that my dad told me I'm a good person because my qualities came from my dad. Yeah. And when him being a stand-up guy that he is, and he come from a good stock, you can't do nothing but, and you see everybody, like you said, no scandal.
None.
Everyone just gravitates to him. And just the smile, his smile is infectious.
Yeah, it is.
That smile is just beautiful.
And that's
beautiful.
How you're supposed to leave the earth.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Knowing that you contributed.
And that's what he said, just knowing that I have done good to people. And I've been a good person.
Yep.
Oh, that right there. That's all you can ask for.
And he said the reason why he's so knowledgeable about things is that his parents would, and I think he said particularly his dad would make him read books, especially about the African-American culture, read books, and that he would have to write book reports on them. His dad is a graduate of HBCU, Lincoln University.
Mm.
And so, that's why they were particular about naming him, because he's named after Malcolm X and then the jazz artist Jamal. So it was Malcolm Jamal. So
he's intentional. He was already intentional.
Yes.
When he was born.
Yes. And so
this is why you speak life into your children at an early age.
Yep.
At any point in life, I don't care at what point in your life. It's never too late to start speaking life into your children.
Mm-hmm.
Speak life. It's never too late.
Yep.
Turn that thing around.
They say a woman is supposed to, as her baby is growing within her, she's supposed to start the process of that.
Yep. I did.
In the beginning.
And that's what I was going to say. I read, I taught.
I did.
And every time I think about Macari, I think about maybe I watch Jackass too much in WWE, but it's true. What you read, you speak life into them, you talk to them while they're in the womb.
Be intentional.
What you what you look at.
Yep.
Cause we're not here for a long time.
Yep. That everything is absorbed through that umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What you eat, everything.
Yeah, and I was in school when I was pregnant with him. It just seems as if, like, I think it's truth to that. Yeah, and you speak life into your child.
But he has a phenomenal legacy. So many people, I'm sure they gave him his flowers when he was here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He wowed me so that everybody just loves you. Everybody respects you and adores you and just feels like you're such a good human. Now, we all gonna leave here with somebody that don't like us. Mm-hmm, I'm probably sure that there was somebody who just didn't like Malcolm Jamal. And I would have to question them as a human being.
Right. Everybody who we knew that he dated, like, they all gave beautiful tributes. Like Regina King. And I was waiting for hers. I was waiting for hers because she was really smitten with him. And I was ready for them because I was like, okay, they're going to get married. Da, 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 da. But
Regina King is the one with the pretty eyes, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Her and Regina Hall mixed up all the time. Okay.
And so everybody just, the tributes that are just pouring in. I heard Felicia Rashad still has not.
No, she said. She said her feelings are private. She doesn't need to tell the world how she felt about him.
Yeah,
and she said when she found out, she called Bill Cosby, mm-hmm. and they had a conversation because that was their son.
Right.
So if not like a son,
right?
Like a godson.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was his son because when
family.
Bill Cosby's son was killed,
he was
He was there. Malcolm was right there. Just like, you know, like when they said Michelle Thomas, when she was taking her last breath,
he crawled in the bed with her.
Mm-hmm. He was right there. You know, it's just people like that just are beautiful inside and out. We just got to give them their flowers while they're here. And just let people know, you know, sometimes I randomly post on Facebook and Instagram, I love you. I'll just put I love you on there. And some people will respond back. But it's just like you just got to tell people how much you appreciate mm-hmm. them being in mm-hmm. your life and that you love them. And now when somebody is on my mind, I do send a text to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I love you. You know, we haven't talked. Look, let's check our schedule. See if we can meet for brunch or lunch or whatever. You know, you just got to pour into your people.
Yes.
And I think he was poured into, but I just felt like, gosh, this time we was cheated. We was cheated this time.
I mean, but we felt that way when Aaliyah died. We felt that way when Kobe died. We've lost a lot of greats very young.
Right.
But God's timing is God's timing.
And it is. And that's why they say you can't question it. But you do sit there and ponder. And it's like, geez. And we all have that expiration date. And we can't dodge it.
Right. No, you can't dodge it. But you got to make the most of it.
Right.
While you're here. And you, like you said, you got to be intentional. And you got to you got to make sure that what you are doing, you're doing to your full at least. That you know of your full capacity. Now, we feel like we have not done all that we need to do mm-hmm. while we're here. We feel mm-hmm. like we still got more time. We still mm-hmm. got more to do. But I will say that he's done a lot. He probably in his right, probably felt like he still had more things to mm-hmm. do, right?
But God said no.
But he has laid a foundation for his children. For his friends, mm-hmm. he's laid the foundation for generations to follow.
Right, he has.
He's left work behind for the blueprint, and he was a model citizen.
For Stevie Wonder to call you brilliance,
okay.
He said he is devastated. He said, but that man was brilliant.
He was a jack of all trades.
Yes.
I just feel like he was a purposeful person. And I hate to see people with so much of a gift and talent and they just do absolutely nothing with them. It makes me so mad because I live out loud every day. I speak life into people and minister and, you know, make people feel good because that's a calling for me. A calling for me to be a healer. It was a calling for him to be able to introduce all of these people mm-hmm. to the artistry, for him to open all these doors. Like that's what his calling and purpose was exactly what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine how fulfilled that is? I feel sorry for the people who are not living in their purpose, who are not doing the things that God has assigned them on their hearts to mm-hmm. do.
Or the ones that didn't answer the call from him that tried to help, and yeah. because their own whatever limitations that kept them from or hindered them from, you know, doing whatever because of maybe I don't because of who you are, and or who you're working with,
right?
You know, you miss your shot. That's on you. I know me and Sue yesterday was talking. You got to pour into people.
You do.
I am not here to drain you. And if I'm here, if I'm draining you, you got to cut ties. You got to be the one to cut the ties. Because I, if I'm draining you, I don't know how to cut the ties. My job is to drain. It's not to cut the ties. It's your job to cut the ties when the draining is being done. And
a lot of people can't see it, though.
They can't see it.
Until it's too late.
And if you're not, if a person isn't, if your friends aren't pouring positivity into you, isn't giving you those flowers, isn't encouraging you, isn't loving on you, isn't giving you what you need, whatever it is, you got to reevaluate. You got to. If they, if your friends don't tell you they love you.
Right. That part.
Something ain't right.
And Malcolm was like, I feel like this is how I am in relation to Malcolm Jamal Warren. I want everybody to win. Like, a lot of things are not my thing, but I know somebody who would be great at it. So I will message them, text them, hey, I just found this opportunity. I think you would be great at this. I think you should go for it. Like, and I'm speaking life into them and I'm telling them, I'm going to give you this connection. I'm going to do, because everybody knows that I'm Yoshi and I know somebody that knows somebody and know how to do whatever. So I get so many people who just kind of like reach out to me just for a contact or just for, you know, advice or whatever. And I'm so behind the scenes.
I know I am.
I'm an introvert. I don't I don't have to be that girl who advertises what I do. But just the fact that everybody knows that I'm the girl who knows somebody, and all you got to do is call her. All you got to do is message her, and she gonna give it to you. That makes me feel so good. That people feel that know that they can come to me, and out of genuine authenticity. I ain't wanting nothing back in return. I just want you to win. I gave these two young ladies my whole damn business plan for post-op nursing. They said, do we owe you something? Baby, you don't owe me nothing. I don't have the time to do it. I want y'all to take it and run with it. And baby, they made a gang of money doing it. How was I to just hold that back from them, hold that opportunity back from them, when I had the information and the resources and I could let them babies get some money?
You know, gatekeeping is so real.
And he was not a gatekeeper. Like, he was like, and he didn't care. Yeah, I'm going to bring you on my show and I ain't worrying about you taking my spot.
Because what's for me is for me. What's for you is for you.
And that's what we got to stop, especially in the black community. Because we good for that.
For sure.
This turned out to be a sad little show.
Well, it's not, sad. It's just open your eyes to say, you know, and you is of the essence. You know, we have to.
And we've been given another day to live our life on purpose.
Intentional. Be intentional with your time, with the people that you're around. Don't sleep on your gifts. Don't sleep on life. Have fun with it, but be intentional with
it. But use your gifts and your platforms to inspire others.
Inspire others. Because we are not here for ourselves. And a lot of people are so selfish and want to keep everything for them. And you can't grow. You can't grow being... You can't grow just holding things for yourself. How can you?
And you never know who just your presence. I've heard, I've had people to talk to me about Vaughn. Mm-hmm. I seen your friend on TikTok the other day taking pictures. She's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Like, mm-hmm. And I'm looking like, well, how is you messaging me about Vaughn? Why you don't tell her she beautiful? But I guess they figure I'm closer to them than I am of you. But I see you shining.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank
I
you.
See you well, shining in your pictures.
Yep.
And other people see you shining.
Yep, they do.
This news to me.
Yeah.
And posts, when you find mm-hmm. inspirational posts, like I posted something the other day about how this woman was talking about speaking life into the women who are in her community. I reposted it with a small little caption. I want to share with y'all what my friend Anna sent me. She said, I always talk about you, how I miss you, how me and Twin love to just pull up on you and talk to you. And you're always supporting everyone. Your family, your friends, we love you. And I will never forget you. You are my sister. Mm-hmm. Like, this is somebody I used to work with and just befriended, but I just continue to speak life into her.
Mm-hmm.
And just to know that she loves me on that respect, that lets me know that I'm doing God's work. This stewardship
yep.
that he gave me, this purpose that he gave me, this passion to love on others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
It is.
When I tell you self-awareness at its top tier for me
mm-hmm.
and my journey, I get it. I feel sorry for the people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll get it.
And Malcolm Jamal Warner had it.
Oh, yes. He definitely did.
He had it way, way back when.
He definitely did.
And, you know, it goes back to his parents.
Yep.
You know, and not knocking those who did not have guidance, because some people can find it on their own journey mm-hmm. without mm-hmm. having parents. So don't knock it. It ain't about a two-parent household mm-hmm. or a one-parent household. Sometimes you find your own way, your way.
Right.
And I just thank God that he had the parents
mm-hmm.
or the parents. I don't know about his mom, how, right. you know, I just heard him talk about his dad from that interview.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that he seemed to have been raised in a good environment that had structure
mm-hmm.
and to allow him to manifest those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know The Cosby Show is a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a written, scripted show.
Mm-hmm.
But in hindsight, it taught us lessons.
It did.
It taught us, you know, lessons. Yes, it's TV. That's just TV. But that was some real life.
It showed us family values that we might not. That was the first functional fucking family that I ever saw.
And so guess what? The reality, now look at the reality of people having your mother as an attorney and your father as a doctor.
This is how functional families should look like.
Right. Look at the reality of, guess what? Your grown children are going to have to come back and live with you with their children.
Right.
You're still going to have to assist your children.
It was still discipline in the home.
Yes.
And then they didn't make it look like they had it all together.
Right.
Just because
they
had
money.
And how
your friends are going to come over to the house. They're going to stay at the house. I think friendship values was in there. Family values, school mm-hmm. values. Look at Denise dropping out of school.
Right.
How dare you drop out of school.
Right.
You know, look at Sandra went to prison. Denise went to him. And look at Vanessa coming home with the older man.
Old man, right.
Damn this Bricky.
Right.
You know. We watched Rudy, you know, grow up and thought she was going to be with Bud. Then Stanley came, you know.
I know.
Lord, you know. Jesus. And then Denise come back with Martin. And look, we don't
and
even
Olivia.
Have. Yes. And then the stepmama come, Paula. Paula come and is like, well, yeah, Paula can go
and
back to
school.
And they
took her in his family.
Mm-hmm.
In his family. And everybody was family. Even the exes would come and still be a part of that family, you know?
Then so they had to have extended family to come in and live with them. Mm-hmm.
Right. Erica, that's what
Alexander.
I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
So
like Cousin Pam, because you do have to bring, you know, extended family.
Things
in.
Happen in your family where you have to bring in other people to come in and stay for an extended time period for whatever reason. It taught us it was real life stuff that was going on, and it was polished.
Yeah.
It was polished up, you know, clean version, mm-hmm. but it was real situations right. that went on in the household.
And we saw how Claire and Cliff loved one another, and they still kept that love and fire going. Then we saw the grandparents loving one another and how they had their 49th and 50th mm-hmm. wedding anniversary, showing that Black families can, you know, can be over that hump yeah. and say we can be together for these many years.
Because we like, had a depiction of, let's say, good times.
Right.
Where the struggle was always the struggle.
Right.
You stayed in the ghetto. You lived in the ghetto. You mm-hmm. stayed in the ghetto.
Shit.
And you died in the ghetto.
Right.
And then people got tired of the ghetto.
Right.
It's like, can we leave the ghetto?
And then, I mean, that's when the Jeffersons came,
and,
you know?
And then we moved on up.
Right. But
into the high rise. We saw the transition of life through TV. And then we saw our era,
mm-hmm.
the Cosbys.
But I don't think we ever embraced those audiences. I mean, I watch What's Happening. I watch Thanks, That's My Mama. I watch Different Strokes. But I've never had a relationship, emotional attachment to any characters on TV like I did with the Cosbys.
Right. Let me tell you.
Well, that until, in a different
until
world.
A different world
and
came out.
And then right. a different
until
world.
A different world came
and,
out.
And now I must say,
I just knew I wanted to go to college when I saw A Different World.
Of course, and especially HBCU.
I just had a baby early and couldn't go.
But you know, it's just
to the one I wanted to go to.
Well, yeah.
It was, and that's what's needed back on TV because y'all, we
characters that we can build like that. Rapport with without us even knowing them, but being able to see us in them.
Yeah.
And I don't ever remember having that connection with any other characters. I mean, it was fun to watch. I loved Give Me a Break when I was a little girl, but I didn't have I loved what's my you take the good, you take
facts
the
of facts of life. And that's what I was about to say.
I love Facts of Life. I love Tootie. But I just did not have that connection.
I think until maybe we were stationed here, I think the connection with Tootie is because I was almost always the only Black girl in the group of friends. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where my connection with Tootie. They were at Eastern
Child.
They were
at a private school.
They were at a private school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one they sent you to. Boarding school.
Because, you know, Tootie's mom, they were like, what, doctor? Dad was a doctor and mama was a star. Yeah. So, you know.
All right, y'all. We about to close out because.
Just love on your people.
Yes.
Live with purpose.
Live with intentional. Be intentional. Purpose and.
About everything.
Yep.
Don't lose a day.
Remember the dash, because that's what people are going to do. So whatever you do between that start date and your end date, that dash is so important, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And wake up and say your affirmations
every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's how your day is going to turn out.
Yep. Be intentional about your day. Even if it doesn't go the mm-hmm. way that you plan for it to go, it's okay.
It's okay.
It is okay. Just, you know what? Regroup. Yep. Shake it off. And guess what? It ain't gonna always be like that. Just
I'm telling y'all, journaling is the best thing ever. Journaling and affirmations, I'm telling you. You don't have to journal every day, but if you could just journal a couple of times a week, and even if it's just some random thoughts, just write them down. And some of those thoughts can be the affirmations that you need. Just like I tell everybody, I told what I tell you yesterday, I always start my morning and end my evenings now with God. Just continue to show me how good it's going to be.
Also, if you're not good with journaling as far as pen and paper, mm-hmm. do voice notes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can do voice notes. Because
I got them all.
That's what I started doing because I'm not really good with journaling pen and paper. Mm-hmm. So I started journaling with voice notes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I do it all.
And it's quite therapeutic.
It is.
Yeah.
Try to tell y'all. I know a little something.
So with
just
that, we are out.
Bye.
Bye.